This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
This is the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We are going to be talking everything where Wolves are concerned. 30 minutes dedicated to Wolves and Wolves only. You can tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558 or WhatsApp on the same number. Please get involved tonight. There is so much to discuss. Obviously, the disappointing defeat on the weekend to Chelsea, 5-2 there. The European Avengers kick off tomorrow. And of course, we'll be looking at the Premier League action this weekend when Wolves take on Crystal Palace in what feels like a massive game already. Well, someone who will know how big the game is on the weekend, I'm delighted to say now, joining us from the Wolves Fancast is Jordan Russell. Jordan, thank you for giving us a little bit of your time this evening to talk and have a chat all about Wolves. Let's take it back to the weekend, playing Chelsea. We know of Wolves' history against that top six last year. It was where they'd done so well. Fantastic football. Obviously not the result to be. And what happened? Where did it go wrong? Because Chelsea absolutely flew out the blocks, and it was almost Chelsea fans themselves, they didn't even predict this coming.
Obviously, good evening first of all, Charlie. With Saturday, it would be nice to say it was a sort of a fleet result, but I think how we sort of started this season, obviously it's you know, with the Europa League qualifying campaigns and stuff, I mean, probably since the start of the season, I don't really think that he's certainly in the Premier League, I don't really think we've been that good. So to some Wolves fans, the result might not have been a shock as such. The manner of the defeat and conceding five goals to a Chelsea side who, for me, it's probably the weakest Chelsea side since the Abramovich regime there. Certainly a lot weaker than the team that we beat 2-1 last November, December time as well. So I suppose the magnitude of the result would be a shock. I just think, you know, as soon as they got the first goal, you could see all the confidence zapped out of the team. And Chelsea gave us a real good doing over, to be honest with you.
Obviously, it's easy for me to say, and I'm not just trying to please you, Jordan, but if you're not a Wolves fan, everyone's sort of taken Wolves to their hearts, haven't they? You know, any team that plays the football that Wolves played last year, they're a joy to watch. You know, everyone kind of had this soft spot for them. They was rooting for Wolves. If they weren't their first team, they was their second team. We're yet to see that this Premier League season. Obviously, the season is new. It's in its infancy. But we're just wondering, when are Wolves finally going to get out their blocks, you know? I spoke to a Wolves fan yesterday on another fan show, and he said it's lazy to blame the European adventure. You know, people compare Wolves to Burnley. This isn't the case, but is it a little bit of the case? Because Wolves, they've had to start their season so early already in July, and we know the manager, Nuno, he doesn't really like to rotate. He's going to play that same team a lot, and after a while, those air miles, they can up, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And myself included, I think The in pre-season, there was a lot of talk, I suppose, in the media and even between rival fan bases that, you know, there's the case that Wolves could do a Burnley as such. We do, you know, have that slow, sluggish start. Myself included, a lot of Wolves fans, the optimism is we aren't like Burnley. We weren't, you know, we've got rich owners, we've got a good infrastructure there. And the ambitions of the club was, you know, the Europa League's just the start. And the start of the season is going to disappoint everyone, the club, the owners, the manager, the players. And I think that maybe on hindsight now, looking into it, there is that argument there to say that maybe we did slightly overachieve last season. By all means, we're a good team. And always felt like coming up from the Championship last season, we'd always, you know, be competing around that top 10 mark as such. But maybe we did slightly overachieve. And then in the summer, resting on our laurels a bit, I don't think we were as proactive as we should have been in the transfer market. The teams around us, such as your Leicesters and Evertons, have got stronger. And, you know, although we brought Patrick Cotrone and we've added a few other, you know, players into that first team mix, Nuno is very set on his 11. and Byron, they haven't really made that much of a big impression so far, the new signings, I'm being perfectly honest.
Jordan, normally when you face this Wolves team, especially last season, even if you went down, you know, if Wolves conceded a goal, they're still in the game. You know, you have to compete for 90 minutes. We've seen it when they played Man United earlier in the season. United took the lead, Wolves come back. Wolves will fight for every ball. But as soon as Chelsea got that goal on the weekend and then raced, you know, to double the lead, it just felt like Wolves were done, you know. Was it a bad day at the office? What happened? Because they completely just decided the game was sort of over.
Yeah, and I said, you know, as I'm hoping, like every Wolves fan, that it was just a complete sort of anomaly in terms of the result itself. Like I say, since the start of the season, the Premier League especially, the performance haven't been up to scratch to what they were last season. Yes, you know, we've only lost two games out of the five. But in all honesty, we haven't really looked like we were going to be winning any of these games as well. We're behind for large parts of the Burnley game at home. The Man United home game where we come back and drew 1-1. I mean, the first half, we could have been 2-3, 4-0 down. Man United were that good in that first half, and I think we were that bad. So I just think it's hard to point the finger as to why we have started so slowly this season. But I think, you know, that there's a lot of faith between the, you know, with the Wolves fans in this squad, in this team, and it's the best Wolves team in my lifetime for sure. Nuno's got the backing of the fans, and he's got a lot of goodwill and grace, I guess, from there. And, you know, I'm confident we'll turn it around. We did have a sort of a slump similar to this last season around October, November time, where we went 5 without a win in the Premier League. Nuno made a tactical change, went from 3-4-3 to 3-5-2. Then all of a sudden we picked up momentum and had a cracking run to the end of the season. So by all means, we've got every faith that we're actually going to turn this round, but it's not looking good from the start of the season, to be honest with you, in the Premier League.
Jordan, we often talk about teams, don't we? The second season syndrome, you know, Wolves second year back in the Premier League, you know, facing that little bit of a blip. The second year is always that tougher one. Can you repeat what you did the year before? You just said earlier that Wolves may be overachieved. If that is true and Wolves have overachieved, what can fans expect this year? What's the general consensus? Are you worried because you are playing Europa League games Thursday to Sunday? That can be very tough. 3 games a week to where it was 1 or 2 before. Are fans worried that, you know, this trapdoor, Wolves could fall through it? It could turn ugly quite rapidly.
I think, you know, the general consensus from Wolves fans would be that, you know, I really don't believe we'll be in any sort of trouble with relegation come the end of the season. There could be famous last words, but, you know, I think that, you know, any Wolves fan at the start of the season would have said, you know, a good season for ourselves this year would be to come in the top 10 and get out of the Europa League group. Obviously, we've had, you know, what looks like a favourable draw in the Europa League groups, and, you know, we've just had a sluggish start. I mean, I've got every faith that we won't be anywhere near that bottom three come the end of the season at all. And we'll be, you know, in that top, I firmly believe we'll still finish in the top 10 this season. But the longer you wait for that first win in the Premier League, doubts do start to creep in. And it affects the, you know, performances of the players and the atmosphere around the club. You know, people get edgy, but people get, you know, nervous trying to get that first win. But I think we've got a brilliant opportunity at Crystal Palace on Sunday to hopefully turn that around.
It becomes a monkey on the back, doesn't it, Jordan? You know, the teams start chasing it down because everyone is a clickbait headline. Everyone wants to make it a huge headline in a sense. Wolves are yet to win in the Premier League. But how much do you reckon the players take notice of this? Is this just white noise, you know, tunnel vision, they can phase it out? Or do they start to hear the whispers? They start to hear those doubts growing?
I think naturally, you know, from the stands and, you know, just from that, the fans' reactions from around the club, you know, especially when you're on a game day, you know, that stray pass or, you know, conceding an early goal or, you know, just having a bad sort of 5 minutes, you know, it can turn quite quickly. And Wolves fans are notoriously very passionate, very vocal. You know, we're not afraid to let the team know what we feel if we are playing, you know, putting in a bad performance. So, yeah, of course, it can creep in. Like I say, I think that the team we've got and the squad we've got, I think they're confident in their own beliefs. We've obviously got a cracking cracking team there, and I do believe we'll turn it around very, very quickly. Like I say, I'm just praying that hopefully we can get this first win, like I say, get the monkey off our shoulders and just, you know, kick on from there. I'm pretty sure as soon as we get our first win in the Premier League, we'll kick in, kick on again. I know that we've got Man City in a couple of weeks as well, so a real difficult fixture, our next two games actually become really important. I believe we've got Palace away, and I think it might be Southampton at home. Massive two games.
We've got Watford at home at the end of the month.
Sorry, Watford at home. Sorry, yeah, and they're struggling as well. So, those next two fixtures for ourselves are absolutely massive and vital.
You shouldn't judge any football team, certainly not in September, Jordan. You know, we can get ahead of ourselves. All fans are fickle. When it's going great, we're gonna achieve the lot. You know, a couple of bad results on the bounce, and it's the worst thing that's ever happened. We do like to talk it up. But realistically, if the form carries on, do you want to just sort of, right, let's rotate in the Europa League? The Premier League has to be the focus. Or do you still want to try to achieve what you can in Europa League and go as far as possible? Or the Premier League has to be the ultimate and only aim?
I believe that with the Europa League now, in the qualifiers, we did start, you know, pretty much our first team throughout, and we're playing teams from, no disrespect, we had Crusaders and FC Punic from Armenia. And you could tell that Nuno it was vital for the club that we got into Europe, just as, you know, to get there and that exposure that Europe brings. I do think that now you're in the group stages, we have six bites of the cherry, effectively. And I think if you get 9 points, 10 points in these qualification stages, as often you see, over the years gone by, that's usually enough to get you through the group stages. So, For me personally, it'd be great. Obviously, we've got Braga at home tomorrow. I think if you win all your home games and pick up a couple of points away from home with rotating the squad, that's the best way to mitigate any risks within Europe. The problem is, I believe, though, is that Wolves fans are hoping that we'd be, have had a good start to the season in the Premier League and we can actually go into tomorrow's game enjoying it. I think with the, especially with the result on the weekend, it does add that little bit more pressure to tomorrow night. Desperate to get a win, no matter how we can do it. We're absolutely desperate to get a win. I think the last win we obviously picked up was Torino away. So it's been a few games now since we've got a win. So hopefully we can turn that around tomorrow and take that into the league.
Well, we are talking on the Wolves Fan Show with Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Jordan mentioned how important the next win is, but how desperate are Wolves? We're going to be looking into that game with Crystal Palace on the weekend and talking about Wolves' European adventure when they kick off to Sporting Braga tomorrow night.
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. 30 minutes every Wednesday night, 10 till 10:30, where we discuss nothing but Wolverhampton Wanderers. Always a pleasure. And tonight, I'm delighted to say, I'm still being joined by Jordan Russell. We are discussing everything where Wolves are concerned. We just were speaking about that terrible defeat at home to Chelsea on the weekend. 5-2 there. Wolves did try to put up a fight, but it was too late. Let's turn our attentions now to more positive news, because Wolves, their European adventure officially and properly kicks off tomorrow night. We know that we started months ago when all that qualification process began, but they have made the group stages. They play tomorrow night against Sporting Braga. Jordan, taking away those poor results, how excited are you to have European nights back at Wolves, and how excited are you ahead of tomorrow's fixture?
It's fantastic, really, to be pinching myself. 6 years ago, yesterday, we lost 1-0 at home to Walsall in League One. And now we're playing in the Europa League group stages proper. So, the buzz around the city and the club and the fans is just fantastic. Like I say, it would be nice to have had a couple of wins in the Premier League so we can actually relax a bit more and enjoy tomorrow night's game. But by all means, the fans will be 100% behind the team. And I'm sure, I'm very confident that we'll get off to a winning start in the group.
Well, you say you want to get off to a winning start of the group. You are at home. Obviously, you might have thought you got off to a win against Chelsea at home. Europe is different. Looking at your group and looking at tomorrow night, is it almost maybe a welcome change and a positive chance for Wolves to get a result? Let's turn, you know, off our Premier League form. Let's concentrate on this. This is a completely different competition. And sometimes, you know, you can turn your focus off from the league and it can help. Danny, cups can have a positive effect because, you know, Premier League, the bad form, it can stay over you like a hangover. This game against Sporting Braga is a chance for not only kick off your Europa League with a win, but maybe get back on the horse and get those 3 points and then turn that into the league form.
Yeah, and like you say, it could become a real welcome distraction, and maybe that it's the fact that you can actually pick up a few results in, you know, in Europe, and, you know, next week as well, there's the League Cup against Reading at home. Just getting a bit of confidence around the squad, get a few wins, and hopefully that'll turn into some league form as well.
Well, hopefully it will turn into some league form. Obviously, you would have been excited for this one when the draw was made. The first game in the group is at home. But is it sort of maybe tinged with a little bit of worry now that the Chelsea result is still fresh in the mind? Have you become a little bit more concerned about tomorrow night's game, or you are just taking it as, no, this is completely different. We turn our attentions, we go again. What's happened is in the past and it's forgotten about.
I think the only hangover of it all is just the man, you know, the mannerism of the defeat. We played really poorly, conceded some real sloppy goals, and, you know, to concede five at home, it shouldn't be happening really for a team that, you know, were at the top end of the Premier League last season, and, you know, against the top six, you know, as you said, we looked, you know, very comfortable against them. So I think if we concede an early goal tomorrow, or, you know, or don't start well, there might be a bit of, you know, a little bit of disgruntlement. But I'm hoping, you know, for a real positive performance. Like you say, it's a, you know, fresh start, and hopefully the team just take the ball by the horns and just, you know, go out there and express themselves.
Well, obviously, Jordan, I spoke to Ryan Hooper last week on the Wolves fan show. He spoke about the group. But what do you make of the draw when it was made? Not, you know, no European group is easy, but it wasn't the hardest group. It certainly wasn't a group of death. Besiktas, Bratislava and Braga, who you play tomorrow night. Were you pleased with the draw? Is this a draw where you could see, you know what, Wolves could definitely qualify here?
Yeah, and like I said, my expectations for the season were to hopefully, you know, come in that top 10 and just get out the European group. And actually, getting the draw that we've got, it is favourable. You know, that any game in Europe is difficult. You know, in terms of the mileage we're recovering, it's not too far. The teams we're playing, other than, you know, really Besiktas, that haven't really got that much, I suppose, European pedigree. Or players that people may have heard of, household names. So there is that also, that unknown quantity, which could come back and sting you. But in terms of actual draw and against, you know, people that, you know, and other teams that we could have been pitted against, I think we got off quite well with it. And, you know, it was almost a dream draw, I guess, from getting through the group, you know, and hopefully we can get through the group and then get some fairy tale games in the knockout stages.
Well, Jordan, you mentioned that you might not have to do the most air miles. Man United covering a lot of air miles in their Europa League group. But how well equipped are Wolves and their staff, their players, to playing that three times in a week? Because you do know in the Premier League, it's very difficult. All your Premier League games get moved to a Sunday. Sometimes you could have those flying away to a game and being away again on the weekend. Are you worried how Wolves will cope with that? Or you think, we have a lot of players used to playing this with previous clubs, international duty, we should be fine? Or is this is where the real test lies?
I think there's a bit of both, really. You know, we've got some vastly experienced European players who, you know, been there and, you know, would be used to this, especially, you know, international football as well. So the Portuguese contingent we've got, it's just the apprehensiveness, I guess, of it all is just the fact of, again, going back to the start of the season, if we'd have had racked up a few wins, we wouldn't be too worried about it. But I do believe, you know, that we should handle it very well, take it all in our stride. And hopefully, you know, if you get off to a cracking start in the Europa League group and win your first 2-3 games, then you can start rotating the squads around and, you know, maybe send in weaker squads or weaker teams across. Once you've qualified, which again would come in handily, especially if we're fighting for points in the Premier League at that point as well.
Well, Jordan, I'm going to ask for two predictions tonight because there are two games coming up. The first of which, obviously, Wolves vs Braga. What do you think tomorrow night? What is your score prediction? Put you on the spot there.
Exactly. It really does depend on, I suppose, the first 15 minutes of the game. I believe we'll come through with a win tomorrow because Braga themselves in the Premier League, they're down in 16th. They've got 4 points from 5 games. So they're struggling as well, or would appear to be struggling with European football and league commitments. So my prediction for tomorrow would be 3-1, I'll go for.
3-1, a bold prediction there. Well, let's hope Wolves can kick off their European pursuits with a 3-1 win at home to Sporting Braga. We have to turn our attentions back to the Premier League. You play Crystal Palace on Sunday. We spoke about those Thursday-Sunday games. You are away. Luckily, you're at home in Europe this week. You play away. Selhurst Park, never an easy place to go. We know Crystal Palace are good at home, but they are coming off the back of a horrific 4-0 defeat to London rival Spurs. Spurs, another one, like Chelsea, raced out of the blocks this week. They went into a 4-0 lead, similarly as you did in your game. A bit in different form from both here. Crystal Palace had those back-to-back wins, beating Man United at Old Trafford, then beating Aston Villa at home, and then obviously the disappointing result to Spurs. What are your thoughts on this one? Because you never know what you're going to get, really. Well, certainly in this season, even if it is a small sample size, with Crystal Palace or Wolves. What are your thoughts, Jordan?
Well, I'm hoping that we can repeat what we did there last year. We won there last year 1-0 with Matt Doherty scoring. So it would be great, to repeat that result. I always find that Crystal Palace are very sort of Jekyll and Hyde.
Agreed.
They can't, like you say, they've gone to Old Trafford and win there. And they tend to be a team that, do better when they're sitting in and counter-attacking. When you've got players like Zaha and Townsend on the break, they're going to cause you problems. So I actually think it benefits us being the away team in this instance, because we beat them at Selhurst Park and then they ended up reversing that at Molineux and beat us 2-0. So hopefully Crystal Palace come on to us a bit and we can just sit in and do what we like to do, and we like to hit teams on the break. And last season we proved that we're as dangerous as anyone in the league when we're firing on all cylinders, especially when we're counter-attacking teams. So I would like to say, I'll put my neck on the line and say I think we'll go and repeat a 1-0 victory at Selhurst Park as well.
1-0. Well, one thing I can tell you, Jordan, I don't think Crystal Palace will come at you. I think, because, we do a Crystal Palace fan show on Love Sport and they say we hope Wolves are going to come at for us and then they can counter, hopefully, with Zaha. They try to soak up a team's pressure. They're very tight normally in the first half, barring the Spurs game. Then they try to go for that kill in the second half. They will not play to you, but they feel very confident ahead of this one. They think they're going to win. You're saying 1-0. They went for all score wins. Do they have a right to feel confident because they're seeing maybe Wolves as a wounded animal? Are they right or are they misguided there?
I'm hoping they're misguided. but by all means, like I say, sort of if looking from the outside in, seeing a 5-2 defeat at home, no matter who that's against, you're going to look at that and think, these are there for the taking this weekend. I do think that, if tomorrow goes well, like I'm expecting it will do, that actually gives us a bit of form and a bit of confidence going into Sunday. And like I say, I think with Palace, as long as you can keep Zaha quiet, which isn't an easy task by any stretch of the imagination, if you can keep him quiet, there's not a lot of creativity from other areas of that pitch really for them. I think we can get them. If we can get the Jota and Jimenez partnership firing like it was last season, I think that we can cause any team troubles in our league. By all means, hopefully the Palace team feel as confident as the Palace fans you've been speaking to, and they come and try and play us off the park, and then we can pick them off.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope Wolves turn it around. I wish you luck in tomorrow's Europa League adventure and beating Palace on the weekend. That was Jordan Russell. You can check him at JordRuss7 or check out the Wolves Fancast. Jordan, always a pleasure to talk to you. Some real insight there. This has been the Wolves Fan Show. 30 minutes dedicated to Wolves every Wednesday night, 10 till 10:30.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.